you could probably fill me in on something, because you and I have both seen it. It'll be one of your favourites, and we're talking here Mistaken for Strangers.
Yes, I think it's one of my
films of the year so far. Mistaken for Strangers. It's a documentary, a road movie on the National, but it's not really about the National.
No, it's about the brother.
It's about the brother who goes along to make a tour film, and it's really just a film of self discovery. It's just terrific, and it's funny, and it's sad, and it's sometimes it's difficult to look at, and they don't come across. They're prepared not to look pretty, if you know what I mean.
That's one way of putting it. Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, anyway, listen, just that movie can be seen where exactly again?
In the Lighthouse at the moment in Dublin. And it's available to stream on Volta, which is an Irish streaming website.
Yeah, kind of an Irish Netflixy kind of thing.
That's right.
Okay, so that's called Mistaken for Strangers, and it's about the National. Now, this is Gavin Burke, as in TV Now and Entertainment.ie, taking a look at some movies, as we do usually around this time on a Saturday. So take a look at some movies. Tell me about the big screen.
The big screen, well, the biggest one this week and the biggest one of the summer, Transformers Age of Extinction. It's getting,
sell it to me.
It's like, well, I can't unless you like the last three Transformers.
Nope.
Okay, you won't like this. It's not a reboot, it's kind of a sequel. Michael Bay has promised that this would be the first in a new trilogy, Dave. I'm sure
so
you're
be warned
for that.
Lock up your doors.
This is none more Transformers. It's Transformers to the Power of 100. There's more battles, more Transformers, louder explosions, the product placements are more obvious, the shots of the girl a little pervier. Mark Wahlberg, he's a struggling Texan inventor, struggling to get cash for his daughter's college fund and keeping said daughter away from her boy racer boyfriend, played by Jack Raynor.
Hooray!
He's very good in that, actually. One Forge unearths a broken Optimus Prime, and suddenly Kelsey Grammer's CIA Black Ops team who have been hunting down Transformers since the big battle of the last movie. They're all over him, and they have to go on a run, and lots of explosions and things happen.
All right, who else? Like, good man, Jack, but seriously, these movies are getting just bigger and louder and stupider.
This is it, and it's the plot is starting to make a little less sense. It has no consistency. Stanley Tucci is in it. He's in it as this mean businessman, I'm just out to make money, and then suddenly there's a switch.
Are you talking about Stanley Tucci taking on this role? He's just out to make money?
No, his character is just out to make money, but it could be art imitating life there. But suddenly he becomes comic relief. He's suddenly the comic figure. And all of a sudden...
Or is he meant to be?
No, he meant to be. He becomes the comedy in the film. Kelsey Grammer's plan to save American lives involves taking lots of American lives. And he needs the help of Transformers to show everyone that we don't need the help of Transformers. It doesn't make sense.
This is a generational thing. People who love Transformers are going to love it. By the way, I believe it's done massive business.
It is. And it's actually it's the worst reviewed Transformers from the States. But I don't see it as any worse or better than the last few. I don't know why this one, they're signalling out this one has been terrible. Because I like Mark Wahlberg, he's funny. It's funny when it's meant to be funny. And John Goodman's Transformer, whichever Transformer he's playing, he's at least stepping out from the CGI background and becoming a memorable Transformer, if there's such a thing. The running time's problematic. I felt it on the premiere on Thursday night. It was just
How long 20 minutes to go.
It's almost 3 hours.
What? Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, there was no World Cup on Thursday night, so I suppose you had to do something. All right, now, let me see. That's Transformers Age of Extinction, as it's called, which, of course, it must be. Any other one?
We've got Tammy. This is from Melissa McCarthy from Bridesmaids in the Heat. I like her. I think she's very charming. Underrated physical comedian as well. She's starting to get typecast now, but this time out...
As a bit bonkers, kind of.
Yeah, well, she's in her face, and she's... The problem is she wrote this one herself, so she's no one to blame.
Oh, here we go. It's like Louis Walsh would say, the minute the boy band starts wearing dark glasses indoors, that's the end of the band.
It's like the character in The Commitments, when she starts wearing the shades, jazz. She's Tammy. She's just lost her car, her job, and her husband. So she just needs to get out of town and take a break from everything. Because she's no car, her wild grandmother, Susan Sarandon, offers, you can have my car, but you got to take me with you too. And they hit the road and they get up to all sorts of hijinks. First thing that grabbed me was the age differences between the characters. McCarthy's 43, Allison Janney, who plays her mother, is only 54, and Susan Sarandon, who plays her grandmother, is only 67. So I just found that strange, but maybe it doesn't matter.
That's an item for a program in the future. We've had a few of those before.
It's not funny. The best parts are in the trailer. If you laughed at the trailer, that's pretty much it. If you didn't laugh at the trailer,
Toni Collette, I really like her. She's in this.
Two scenes.
Ah, forget it.
She hardly has a line, and she's completely wasted. As is Allison Janney, who's just a terrific, terrific actor. I think she's wonderful and great comic timing. She's wasted.
From the West Wing.
I would have watched the Road Movie with her and Melissa McCarthy rather than the Susan Sarandon.
All right, well then, that's thumbs down for that. Transformers is as is. If you're a fan, you'll love it, I suppose, whatever. Anything else on the big screen?
We have Love Eternal, which is an Irish movie from Brendan Muldowney. He directed Savage back in 2009, which I thought was terrific. And this is a real step up, but it's an acquired taste. It's an adaptation of a real introspective Japanese novel concerning necrophilia. So you're not after the Transformers.
No, I saw a movie this week concerning necrophilia. It was called Gun Woman.
I haven't seen that. No.
Well, you're better off. Anyway, keep going.
This is about a guy in his early 20s played by Robert De Hoogh. He's never fitted in. He actually doesn't even feel human. He's obsessed with death. And when his mother dies, he goes off the rails altogether. He starts contacting depressed women who prepared to go into this suicide pact with him, only for him to back out at the last moment and take the body home, where he has relations with it and tries to have a relationship with it until the smell gets too bad.
It's either one way or the other. It sounds like it might be. It's obviously not a comedy.
It's not.
I actually thought it might be.
No.
Seriously.
You can't escape the depressing atmosphere of it. I mean, it's not fun. He meets a grieving mother played by Pollyanna Smith, and through her he starts to see some reason in life and some positivity. It really sticks with you. I mean, at one stage he's trying to rearrange the body in the bed and the creak and crack of the bones of the rigor mortis. It's difficult, but it's not a horror. I mean, it's more like those Lonely Man dramas, Lars and the Real Girl, or rather than a horror.
Yeah,
but I said, an acquired. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Okay. Was it as good as Savage?
Yes, it's a completely different movie, but definitely.
Okay, and I presume it's over 18.
It is 18.
Okay, that's called Love Eternal. Okay, what's on the small screen, DVD wise or whatever?
Endless Love. About to lose all respect if I had any. This is a Nicholas Sparks meets a Cameron Crowe romance. We're talking romance porn. It's all sugary, consuming teen romance.
Romance porn.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. There's a Nicholas Sparks, right? That's a lot of romance porn. This is about two teens, a sensitive blue-collar type Alex Pettyfer and a rich blonde type Gabriella Wilde. They fall madly in love, and her dad, Bruce Greenwood, he's not a fan of this. He wants her to study for college over the summer, but she's not interested. It sticks to his pure first love, guns, throughout. I mean, it's this is what we're doing, and we're going with it, and we're not going to back out. Every scene is like ready made for the trailer. It asks a lot, like feeling sorry for rich, beautiful people with bright futures. But Gabriella Wilde, I think she's really likable, as she was in the Carrie remake, as is Alex Pettyfer as well. He's asked to stand there, be handsome and open shirted throughout, which he does with aplomb. But then the last 10 minutes, it just ruins all the goodwill and just is just shocking.
I remember her now. Yeah, I saw the Carrie remake. I'm not sure if they ever should have. And Julianne Moore. Anyway, listen, thank you very much indeed, Gavin. Good morning yourself from entertainment.ie and TV Now. Gavin Burke it is. And that movie there is called Endless Love. Nicholas Sparks, as you say, meets Cameron Crowe, romance kind of thing. And that's out on DVD now. The competition.